We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Mark, you are teaming up with Chani in Midtown. Hey, Chani.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Chani, how you feeling today? You feeling good? You feeling strong?
I'm feeling like a winner today. That's what I'm feeling like.
That's what I like about you. Me and you are going to tag team this, and we are going to win.
Okay, it's going to be
Name
That Christmas Movie. So we'll play for you a line from a movie. If you can name it, then you win the point, and we'll move on. And now, Curtis, you are teaming up with Amanda in Conyers.
Hey, Amanda, how are you?
How's it going, Curtis?
I'm good. How's your energy level this morning?
I am ready to win this with you. Let's do it.
You know what, girl? I hope you know these movies.
Y'all can team up.
I have faith in us, Curtis.
All right.
Team up and discuss it before you give the final answer. Okay, Curtis is the reigning champion in the games this week. So, Mark, we're going to go ahead and give you a chance to go first
today. All right, Johnny, we got this.
To redeem yourself.
Name this Christmas movie.
On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I was listening for a sound. A sound I was afraid I'd never hear.
Well, you coming?
Where?
Why, to the North Pole, of course.
All aboard!
All right, Johnny, I think... What was your first? What's your gut instinct on that one? We're tagging on this one.
The name is coming to me, but I know Tom Cruise is in it.
Well, I think it's Tom Hanks.
Not Tom Cruise.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
One of those Toms.
Johnny, this is why we tag team it. We're going to word it out together. I'm going to say, and tell me if you agree or disagree, I'm going to say the Polar Express.
The Polar Express. Yep, you're right.
We in it together? All right, Jen Hobby, we agree. Polar Express?
Polar Express is your final answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And teamwork has worked out for you. That is correct.
Nice job, Chani. Nice job.
1 point on the board for Chani and Mark. Okay, Curtis and Amanda.
Come on, Amanda. We got it, baby girl.
Can you name this Christmas movie?
Okay.
Boy, can't wait to see my dad. We're going to go ice skating and eat sugar plums.
I think someone sent you a Christmas gram.
Dad! We should call security.
Good idea.
I like to whisper, too.
But he's your son.
What am I going to do?
He's certifiably insane.
He cannot stay here.
You can't just throw him out in the snow.
He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
Amanda, who are you thinking? I think that sounds like Will Ferrell. Is that...
Yeah, it does. I don't have the movie, though.
Was it Elf that he played in? Was that the name of the movie?
He was an elf.
He's an elf. Okay, is that our final answer?
Yes, let's go with it.
Okay, final answer, elf.
That is correct. You are on the board. Okay, we got a tie game here. Back over to Mark and Chani. Name this Christmas movie.
Geely.
That must be Italian.
I think that's just fragile.
Love this.
I'm going to need the exact title of the Christmas movie that is.
Oh, this is great.
Chani, one of the greatest of all time. I think we both got this one.
Go for it. You call it out.
Yeah, a Christmas Story, Ralphie, yes. Red Ryder, BB gun. But I'm going to go with the Christmas Story. Do you agree?
I agree.
Christmas Story, Jen Hobby.
From 1983, you are correct.
Awesome. What a classic.
The classics. Okay, Curtis and Amanda, back to you.
All right, Amanda, we got it.
Can you name this Christmas movie?
I made my family disappear.
Oh, I love it.
Kevin!
Oh! Yeah!
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Thirsty for more.
All right, Amanda, what movie do you think this is?
Home Alone.
Home Alone?
Yes.
I think so, too. I think our final answer is Home Alone.
You are correct. Nice job.
These teams are doing so well.
Okay, we got a tie game, 2-2. We are going to play a little throwback here for you because producer Bo and I have got to dig up some harder clips. It's going to get harder in round two coming up next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, the question today is, can men mentor women? And we got a call from Nina who said, anybody is a fool who thinks that. What do you think? 404-263-0941. Amy Incoming is here to add her opinion to the mix. Hey, Amy.
Hi, friends. How's it going?
Hey, Fran.
Good morning.
Everybody's fired up this morning.
I am. This is one topic, apparently, I just really felt passionate about.
Do tell.
To me, I'm not quite sure why it's a gender versus gender situation. Because really, if someone has the skill to mentor someone, then they should be the ones mentoring them, regardless of the gender. But on the other side of things, I'm also the feminist world, or I'm going, why does it have to be a guy? Why do we have to have specifically a guy being able to help a woman be successful in business? It's one of those worlds where 2019, let's get onto the program where women are just as good and great and as skilled as men are. And we're still working on that equality concept, but why do we need men to get us there?
Well, I think the equality concept is that if we're going to reach the equal status, we're going to need male mentors, you know? There's not a ton of female mentors doing what I'm doing in the radio industry still today in 2019 as hosting a show. So if I don't have male mentors, I may not have anybody to go to ask for guidance and advice and, you know, to take me under my wing. So I'm just saying that you're right, it shouldn't matter. Men and women should mentor, but we have to take out that creepy factor, right? To judge every man that's mentoring a young woman.
Correct. I agree with Mark. If they're like calling in the middle of the night, making like lovey-dovey names, that's a whole nother ball game. Yeah. We've entered the creep factor. But to actually be the mentor should be whoever has the skill, regardless if it's male or female. Whoever has the skill and knowledge and ability to help someone, that's who should be the mentor.
You're
who
awesome.
Cares if they're a male or a female.
Amy, thanks so much for the call. Lauren in Johns Creek wants to join in. Hey, Lauren, welcome to group therapy.
Good morning. I think it may be an age thing. Older generations, I feel like that's what they have in the past. That's what they've been through. But I mean, I just joined the workforce a couple years ago, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. I mean, I am in a field where males dominate, and I have to have a male mentor to be able to show me the ropes, and that's how I've been able to keep them moving forward. But
hey, Lauren, let me ask you this. So let's say there's a very powerful someone in your business, and he's been doing it for 50 years. He's very successful, but let's say he's in his 60s. You're just getting invested into this business. You're working on your career. He offers to mentor you. Now, isn't the job of this gentleman is to lead the next generations of CEOs and powerful women? Do you still see that as a creepy factor because he's in his 60s, you're in your 20s, he's going to be mentoring you to lead you forward? Is that still creepy?
Not at all. If he is someone who can get me to keep moving forward, that's where I feel like our generation, like a younger generation, is totally all for it. And yeah, maybe if you were older, you would might, if maybe in those times, I mean, in the nicest way possible, that's how it was, but I don't think it's that way anymore.
Thank you so much for the call, Lauren. Appreciate your opinion. And now let's hear from a guy, Jim in Lawrenceville. Welcome to group therapy.
Good morning.
Hey, Fran.
Good morning.
I do think Nina is off base. I think that being a vice president and owner of a company myself for many years, I have mentored both men and women to give them the knowledge I have. In the back of your mind, that should not be going on. And if it is, for any man or any woman, you're wrong, because women can mentor men and men can mentor women.
But did you ever, as you were mentoring a female, did that thought ever cross your mind?
Absolutely not. I'm a professional.
Awesome.
Love it. Thank you so much for the call. It was really great to get your perspective on this, Jim. All right, join the conversation for group therapy right now, 404-263-0941. So far, nobody is agreeing with Nina, but I'm wondering, is there anybody out there that actually does agree with her? 404-263-0941. Your opinions continue next. Group therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. Star 94.1 and Jen and Friends, welcome back to group therapy. We've been asking this morning, can women have men as mentors in any industry? And we heard from Nina, and she's still on hold with us here. Nina, what's your opinion on this?
There's just no way a man would not expect something from a woman. There's just absolutely no way. And you would be a fool to think that. Women should be helping women because men don't understand their needs.
So
don't understand our needs.
What do you guys think about that? 404-263-0941. Chelsea calling from Athens.
Hey, yes, I definitely think Nina is incorrect, but I think on the flip side, you could reverse it and say that women have the ulterior motive and that sometimes women actually seek out men, you know, for that same reason. So I don't think that it should always be blamed on men, because I definitely think that sometimes you can flip it around and women have that ulterior motive too.
Okay, different perspective. Thank you so much for the call on that, Chelsea. Melanie is calling in. Hey, Melanie.
Hi. Yes, I'm actually a chief marketing officer, and my perspective is women absolutely need male mentors to get to the top. All the top positions are held by men, so the path for women is we need that guidance.
I couldn't agree with you more, because I think we have to get rid of that stigma, because you don't want men afraid to mentor women in the workplace. That's going to hold us back for more generations.
And if I'm going to mentor somebody, but I'm also worried that she thinks that I have bad intentions, then I'm going to hold back.
Exactly. Right. And that's what we don't want to be happening. Melanie, thank you so much for your perspective and your call and for listening to Jen and Friends. Tracy in Palmetto wants to get in on this. Hey, Tracy.
Hey. I was just calling in regards to what about the women that start the inappropriate relationships to get ahead, and that kind of throws everything under the bus.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, it's like there's so many different angles to this topic. I mean,
You know, I'm sure that happens the same way. I'm sure there are male mentors out there who have bad intentions. But as Nina said, to say that all men have ulterior motives is not correct.
Nope.
Does it feel just personally offensive when somebody thinks that?
To me, I feel attacked by someone saying that. What Nina said, I feel attacked, you know, as a man by her saying that. I mean, once again, would you be afraid to work with me, Janet, hypothetically, if we were not in radio?
Uh-huh.
Once again, I'm an interior designer. I've been doing this job 16 years now. And if you needed some help with interior design, you had some questions, and I mentored you, would you be afraid to work with me or ask me for questions, guidance, or advice?
No, I don't think I would. But I think that's because I know you. And I think that this situation is in business.
Mm-hmm.
As you're getting to know someone, you have to be able to build those relationships. Mentors for men mentoring women, women mentoring men. You have to be able to take the gender out of it and the judgment out of it. Nobody wants to get judged.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to have a rapport.
Nobody wants somebody raising the eyebrow at them.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have a rapport with a person. It's not like you're asking a random on the street.
Well, the phone lines are still blowing up here. So obviously you have a lot to say about this. And we'll continue the conversation on Facebook. Facebook.com, Jen and Friends Show.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.